بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Just to recap what we read yesterday in regards to a person's akhlaq and character, which are one of the branches of our deen and sharia, among them iman, akhlaq, ibadat, mu'amalat, mu'asharat. So all these form the branches of deen, which we have to perfect, we have to rectify them, we have to correct them, to be a perfect believer. So yesterday we had mentioned that softness in dealing and overlooking, these are qualities of a Muslim businessman, a believer. The Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "May Allah have mercy on the person who is lenient, who is soft and soft-hearted. When he sells something, he is soft. May Allah have mercy upon him." This is dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we should become conscious about and remember, that when we are doing business, we are selling, then we are soft-hearted. By being soft and lenient, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua for that person. May Allah have mercy upon him. And when he purchases something, when he buys something, and when he asks for a repayment of loans, so may Allah have mercy upon that person who is soft at this time. So when he's selling, then he's soft. When he buys also, he's soft. And when he demands the repayment of his debt also, he is soft. So one point to remember here is that this type of akhlaq is displayed when a person is challenged. Normal situation is easy to be soft. When he's selling, then he's soft. But now when the customer, so to say, is handling him now, he wants a discount, and now a person is getting upset with the person, then at that time to be soft, when the person's akhlaq is being challenged. When he's buying something also, he's soft. Now that, as we say, he's squeezing the person for a price, being hard with him. What's your cost? Give me a discount. At that time also to be soft, and to keep in mind and to picture the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he's asking for repayment of his debt also, the loan that he's given, and at that time also to be soft. The person is dilly-dallying, he's taking his time. So at that time also a person to be decent, not to lose his akhlaq and his character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the incident of a person of the past nation. When the angel of death came to extract his ruh, his soul, he asked him, the angel of death asked this person, "Did you ever do any good?" He replied, "I cannot remember." The angel asked him to ponder carefully. He said, "I cannot think of anything, of any good action. However, I used to deal with people. I would do business. I would deal kindly with those who were able to pay. And I used to grant respite to those who were unable to pay." Give them extra time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah because of this action of his. Starting the next chapter on debts, which we call in Arabic Dain. Dain is a debt. Qarz or Qardun in Arabic means a loan. So this section in regards to Dain and Duyun, debts. Islam commands moderation in spending. The hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also that al-iqtisadu fil nafaqa nisful ma'isha. That to be moderate in spending is half of livelihood. So Islam commands also moderation in spending. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, they will never be dependent on others. As you say, live within your means. Don't be extravagant. And when it comes to extravagance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared openly in Quran Sharif, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah says He has no love for those that are extravagant. What is extravagance? Very simply, ulama explain, extravagance refers to a person spending extra upon his necessities. This is extravagance. Whatever my necessities are, alhamdulillah, I fulfill them, I have them. Allah shukr. Now just to go out shopping to see what else we can buy. What I don't really need. Or I have needs, I want in my wants. I just want that item. So he goes and he buys it, doesn't need it. Need a vase in the bathroom. Is a pot plant in the toilet. There's no need for that. And we can understand also, sometimes we leave the labels on these items, which are extras now, extravagance is extra. We leave the label sometime. We can imagine how the domestic helper sees the price of that one pot plant. How it must be paining her heart. That money the missus could give it to me to spend. I don't have food at home right now. And then also, we find when it comes to our shopping, when you open the boot and we tell the helper or the boy at home, it helped me to load the boot, to take out the goods. When they see what we are buying, the extras, now we know whether we're getting du'as or what they have in their heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we don't spend extra on necessary. What we need to make shukr to Allah, we live in the barakat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is extravagance, that when it comes to our necessities, we spend extra on them. Then further than that, it comes to vanity, opulence. Ulama explain what is opulence and vanity, things that I don't need, I buy. I don't need these items, I just need to fill this corner in the house. When it comes to nowadays, men also, just the extras, I just want the extras in my life, but really, I use it once or twice, then it's thrown away. And the children form the same habit. Overspending and failing to budget leads to death, which in turn brings about disgrace, worry and frustration. People are financially ruined, and along with such worldly ruin comes spiritual ruin as well. A person living in pressure now, with salah, there's no focus, because his mind is worried all the time. His month end, I've got to pay, I've got debts too. And now the salah also, unfortunately, here ulama explain, I'm reading Salatul Hajjah, but my Salatul Hajjah, my dua is not for the pleasure of Allah, it's for the money I owe. So I'm reading the motivation, the ba'ithul amal, dafi'ul amal, the spark, the catalyst behind the amal. One, as we learn in the path of Allah, ikhlas, correction of intention, do everything with the pleasure of Allah. But I'm reading Salatul Hajat for that hajat, which is incorrect. I read Salatul Hajat to please Allah. But because the heart is so overwhelmed right now, I'm so much in debt, I have so many wants, family also wants to go out, they don't understand. We can't afford it right now. But so and so went out, so we also have to go out this weekend. Or to some show, we have to go see what we can buy. Or just to waste some money, just to go there to walk around. Time is being wasted. This is our greatest capital, is time. And when it comes to spending, subhanallah, you see the Quranic ayat, primarily Allah Ta'ala created Jahannam for the kuffar. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, fear the fire of Jahannam, that has been prepared for the kafirin and the disbelievers. And when it comes to Jannah, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Allah Ta'ala says that Jannah has been created and prepared for those that are pious people, muttaqeen. They have taqwa. What is taqwa? Ulama explain also. Just like you have covering and clothes to cover your aura and your nakedness. So a person feels shy, he has shame in him, so he wears clothing. In the same way, the clothing for iman is taqwa. So a person, he rips apart his taqwa and goes to avenues and spends in avenues that is not demanded by sharia, is removing the taqwa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى That fear the fire of Jahannam, even though it be giving a portion of a date in the path of Allah. Even that portion of kajur will save you from the fire of Jahannam. That will be taqwa also. That you saved yourself from the fire of Jahannam. So when it comes to taqwa, this is a covering for a person's iman. Once taqwa is removed, then the iman is in danger. So to spend in avenues where I will adopt taqwa for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in the same ayat in fourth para, the second quarter, Allah Ta'ala says, Jahannam prepared for the kafirin, disbelievers. Jannah prepared for the believers. How to get that? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى Allah says, those people who spend فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى in difficult times and prosperity. They spend in both times. What the Shafi'i Sahib mentioned, rahmatullah alayh, this ayat over here, that no one has excuse not to be able to spend in the path of Allah. Allah says, if you want that jannat of yours, that yunfiquna fi sarra, spend in difficult times also. When you feel you don't have, there's always somebody below you that has less than you. So spend on that person within your means. The person who has 1 million rand and he spends 100,000, and the person who has 100 rand and spends 1 rand, the reward is equal. He might be thinking, I'm spending 100,000. This person has only 100 rand, he's spending 10 rand or 1 rand, the reward is equal to the extent. We see in the Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, spending at a time when we don't have. They say, who has come to this level of sunnah? That we take loans to purchase cars, to purchase homes. Who takes a loan to give a loan? We say, I don't have. How can I lend you right now? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on that level, where he took loans and to give loan, and he would service that loan also. Today, Allah Ta'ala give us Sufi to come to that level. If you start thinking on that level, they will cut down our expenditure. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq also to spend like that. Where I don't have that amount, brother Muslim has come, he's below me right now. When it comes to his standard of life and living, doesn't have the basics. Ya Allah, I'll take a loan to lend him, and I will service the loan. They say, yes, be able to service it also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.